This goes to Jean Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y-P-A-C, fax 989, and we'll fill the rest in, regarding Linda Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, date of birth January 9th, 1943. Dear Miss Beatty, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Peterson with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was June 19th of 2023. We had the wrong phone number down for her follow-up visit. Therefore, it was rescheduled once the correct phone number was obtained. Since her last visit, she did have a right carotid endarterectomy done February of this year. Dr. Constantino in Midland performed the procedure. She has been having problems stabilizing blood pressure since the surgery. Sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down, and she is trying to deal with that. She is feeling good today. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no falling episodes, no dizziness. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She has nocturia 2 to 3 times per night currently, and no current edema. No chest pain, palpitations, no current dyspnea. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Eliquis has been discontinued. I want to highlight Diovan, 160 milligram daily. And she takes 90 milligram of Cymbalta daily. Now she's on Plavix, 75 milligram daily, with baby aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lopressor is 12.5 milligram, a half tablet daily, CoQ10 on Monday, Wednesday, Friday also. And for pain, she uses Norco 10/325 up to three times a day as needed, with Requip for restless legs if needed. Physical exam, weight is 190 pounds and blood pressure 123 over 53. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 329. 2024. Creatinine is 1.35. Estimated GFR is 39. Albumin 4.2. Calcium is 9.2. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 4.6. Hemoglobin is 11.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, stable over time, no progression, no uremic symptoms. Two, recent carotid endarterectomy repair with some blood pressure stabilization troubles. Blood pressure medications are currently being adjusted. Three, anemia of chronic disease, currently stable. We'll continue to have lab studies checked every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.